As celebrations ramp up for America's 250th birthday, some may believe that on July 4th, 1776, a switch was flipped in Philadelphia that suddenly made the colonists independent. As WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports, an exhibit at the Historical Society of Pennsylvania shows that nothing could be further from the truth.
The show is called Paths to Independence. That's paths, plural.
You have got immigrants, you've got Quakers, you've got loyalists, you've got pacifists, you've got women, you've got slave people, you've got freed people.
William Ewald is the co-curator.
All of those groups reacted very differently to the events of the day.
The other co-curator is Historical Society of Pennsylvania President David Brigham, who says the journey toward independence was one that was winding, slow, and sometimes contradictory.
Individuals behave as individuals. Even someone as famous a revolutionary as Ben Franklin has an evolution.
Brigham says Franklin was constantly trying to appease the British king while also gauging American sentiment, especially when speaking to British Parliament over the Stamp Act in 1766.
We're loyal to the king, and we're loyal to Great Britain. We're not loyal to Parliament. We owe nothing to Parliament. So Franklin's nowhere near ready to sign a Declaration of Independence in 1766.
Paths to Independence opens May 7th and runs through September. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.